Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And we want to play a little bit of tape for you here. So just listen to this. It's Dr. Stephen Steck, president of the American Medical Association.
In a world where a two-year-old can operate an iPhone, you have graduate-educated physicians brought to their knees by electronic health records.
Pretty strong statement there about electronic health records. But Stack isn't alone. Doctors are getting so frustrated with them that the Massachusetts Medical Society has called a town hall meeting at its Waltham headquarters tomorrow night to let doctors vent.
Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health Blog, is here with more. Hi there, Carrie.
Hello, Meghna. Hey, Anthony.
So would that we lived in a swipe and tap world of electronic medical records, Carrie, but we don't. But seriously, what's the problem here?
Well, actually, that is the problem. It's that we don't live in an elegant swipe and tap world of electronic medical records, but the pressures are mounting to have them and use them anyway. There's this major Obama administration initiative to require what's called meaningful use, meaning that you use the records meaningfully for, you know, quality assurance and information sharing. So that's been underway for a few years, but now the rubber is really starting to hit the road. And a lot of doctors are starting to actually be hit by financial penalties for their electronic medical records not being quote unquote meaningful enough. And now the American Medical Association is calling for a pause before the next phase of meaningful use kicks in to give more time to address all these problems with the systems.
All right. So let's talk about some of these problems. If I understand correctly, one of the problems physicians say systems aren't talking to each other from hospital to hospital, right?
Right. And there are all kinds of problems. The essence of the doctor's complaints and their discontent tends to be that the systems add time to what the doctor has to do, but they don't seem to be living up, a lot of them, to the promise of actually making the care better, say by prompting them to prescribe the best treatment.
And I have to say, they affect the practicing of doctoring itself. Or at least I've seen that. Every time I go, it seems as if the physician is spending more and more time on the computer than actually with me as the patient.
Yeah, they really can get in the way of the doctor-patient relationship. It can be up to 100 clicks per patient visit. These are all serious, expensive issues, and they're in play in Washington now. Like, take that systems not talking to each other problem. That goes under the nearly unpronounceable term interoperability.
You did well, though.
Thank you. And it's one of the biggest and actually most frustrating problems with electronic medical records. Senator Elizabeth Warren is calling for improvements on this issue. Here she is at a recent hearing on Capitol Hill.
Today, after a federal investment of more than $30 billion, most medical records are digital. But there is a huge problem. These systems still don't talk to each other very well. That means that too many patients who try to access their records or who try to transfer from one doctor to another can't do so electronically. This lack of interoperability imposes other costs, wasted medical tests, wasted time, and wasted money.
She got that word right, interoperability. But Carrie, about the Mass Medical Society's town hall meeting tomorrow night, we said it's going to give doctors a chance to vent. So what's going to happen? There's just like a Boston Tea Party where they're going to chuck their medical records overboard? Or what's
going on? I
don't
know how you would do that physically. No, it's part of a national campaign by the American Medical Association that they're calling Break the Red Tape. And it reminds me actually a little bit of, do you remember in the classic movie Network where there's this like, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore scene. So it's like that with their electronic medical records. But Dr. Dennis Dimitri, he's the president of the Mass Medical Society, says, no, it's not a Tea Party thing.
It's not that every physician wants to throw their electronic medical record into Boston Harbor. And in fact, we have over 80% of physicians in the state now having implemented EMRs. But the dissatisfaction comes around the fact that the EMR has not been the panacea that many might have hoped it to be.
And so that's what the AMA and the Mass Medical Society want to hear about. Dr. Dimitri says they want to understand better the problems that are facing physicians with these records and then come away from this with a plan of how to ask for help in solving these problems.
But Carrie, I mean, these complaints we've been hearing about electronic medical systems. We've been hearing them for years. Why have a sudden meeting now to air the complaint?
Yes, we have been hearing this discontent like building for years. But the timeliness here is that the federal government is expected to move forward pretty soon on the next phase of the rules for these electronic medical records. The president of the AMA, Dr. Stephen Stack, who we heard from before, is on his way to Boston for tomorrow night's meeting. He has this really striking statistic.
More than half of the physicians who bill Medicare in the country are currently being penalized. 1% of all their payments this year in 2015 as a result of the Meaningful Use Program. Now, when you have more than 250,000 physicians being penalized by the government by a single program, I think that most people will understand the math. It's not the 250,000 plus physicians that are the problem. It's most likely the single program that they're being punished by.
And by one estimate, this could amount to about $200 million this year.
All right. And tomorrow night's meeting, not the first of its kind, right?
Right. There was one in Atlanta this summer, but Dr. Stack says Boston is next, in part because it's a real hotbed of medical technology and innovation.
Aha, the nexus of healthcare and tech. So Indeed. Maybe some solutions might come about by having the meeting here?
One can hope. And in fact, that's kind of already happening. These solutions are being worked on. One of the speakers tomorrow night is Dr. Ken Mandel from Harvard Medical School and Boston Children's Hospital. He's part of a team that has federal backing to figure out a way to make your electronic medical record kind of more like your iPhone, like a standard platform that can run apps.
So it's really the difference between something like Google Maps and a paper map. So by opening up the electronic health record to the full power of computation and storage and data mashup, we're really going from paper maps to Google Maps in terms of what the experience is at the point of care.
So Ken Mandel does see grounds for optimism that these records will get better and start living up to their promise. I mentioned that. I just wanted to end on a note of optimism rather than pure frustration.
All right. Well, we're always happy for your optimism, Carrie. That's Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. You can read more from Carrie on this topic at the blog commonhealth.wbur.org. Carrie, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Anthony.